All right, so now we're talking about Friday's watch of the movie. This watch was just fairly uneventful. It wasn't that I wasn't paying attention. I was totally paying attention and 100% engaged. It was late on a Friday, and so it was more like the principle of the thing. I don't want to stop. Again, I just like the day I stop will be a sad day. So I've given up, and so I don't want to stop. So I did it again. It was great, sort of. And then, so the movie kind of flew by as it often does if I'm engaged, like 90%. So it's the first 20 minutes that always kill me, because the first 20 minutes are dull as hell, because it's basically like it's exposition after exposition, and it's like nothing cool happens. It's just super boring. Like, it's just, this is Frankenstein and he made a monster, and here's the Frankenstein's monster, then they find the demons, and then the demons happen, and then there's gargoyles, and then we explain the gargoyle backstory, and then the demon backstory, and then Frankenstein's backstory, and we meet the villain. It's just so, it's super boring and dull and not fun. And so that's basically what happens in the first 20 minutes. And I hate the first 20 minutes because it never ends. It's like, I feel like I'm stuck at like 12 minutes into the movie for a thousand years. And then finally it picks up with a couple battles. And we meet Bill Nye, and that's always fun. And then, you know, stuff starts to happen. And then it's only an hour and 22 minutes long, which is fantastic, because It zips by. After you get in a couple of demon battles, it zooms through, which is fantastic. So you get to like 40 minutes, you're like, oh, I'm over halfway done. And so it's fantastic. So I love that part of it. That's always good. This time around, I was trying to kind of find moments I enjoyed and put them on the website. GIF them. I never know which one it is. So I picked a couple of my favorite bits, like all the time Frankenstein gets pulled by chains, which is twice. Or I guess three times, I guess. I guess he's probably chained up at the beginning. We never see it. He's chained up twice. A bunch of times where, all the times that nobody likes him. So I found all the times that Bill Nye's mean to him, the gargoyles are mean to him, Frankenstein's mean to him, and I realized that poor little Frankenstein. So it made me sympathize with him all the much more, and I wanted him to have a friend, and I'm hoping in I, Frankenstein 2, which will definitely happen now, is that he and Dr. Wade are buddies. But I don't think it's going to happen, because I think he's like a Batman vigilante now. But he needs a buddy, because nobody cares about him. It's the gargoyles. You know, I don't think they really like him. And the demons are all dead. And so, I don't know. And then I got a great gif of the rat as it's being bludgeoned back to life, which is the best. It's so dumb. It's dumb when they explain it, because it's a puppet, and it looks stupid, but it looks great at the same time. It's my favorite. So let's see. My high this time around. Oh boy. I don't know. I mean, it was. I still love the Gideon character. It's played by Jai Courtney, who I think was in a movie I just saw that I'm not remembering. I know he's in Die Hard, the new Die Hard. Did not see that. I know he was in something I just saw. Anyway, he's fun. I don't know if he's British or not. His British accent feels fake. It might be real. He might be Australian now that I think about it. It's that fake Australian British accent, which sounds weird all the time. Sounds fake. Even though they go on about how great these accents are, it sounds super, like, Mary Poppins kind of, like, he's not human kind of thing, which is adorable. Anyway, he has the best yells and, like, weird shouts, because he shouts so oddly. I think it might be, like, the Australian-y shouts, because they're, like, real attitude-y. So he has to, like, in the demon battle where the demons come to the gargoyle castle, he has to hit one of them with a sword thing, and his yell is my favorite. I look forward to it every time because it's like, yeah! Like it's weird. It's a weird yell. And then the sound mixer must love it as much as I do because either they doubled it, like they did it twice because he goes like, yeah! Like that when he hits it. And then there's a sound that's either the music imitating it or they just did it again because it's like, yeah! Yeah! Like that. But it sounds like they just did it twice. Which I want to believe, or it's just the music, they insisted on it making it sound like he's doing it twice, because it sounds super dumb, because he's not talking anymore, he's just smacking the guy with his sword, so I don't know which one it is, they're both great, and then he has to, when he's giving the demons the Frankenstein journal thing, he has to scream wait, but he doesn't just scream wait, he's like, wait, like really weird, like really loud, so I think I could listen to Jai Courtney screaming all day, just like screaming words. It's fantastic. That's my high. My low, I think. I mean, it's so neutral. I don't dislike anything. Let's see. I guess. I don't like the kind of end battle thing, because there's a part of it that's really dumb and cheesy, and I don't understand it. So it's the African American guy who wrote the graphic novel, is in the movie, and he's like a demon who, I don't know, he's like the security guard or something, I don't know. But he doesn't do anything at the very end. And then he's gonna like get the monster. Anyway, he just stands there and he's like, he looks actually pretty cool because he's very imposing because he's like 6'5 or something crazy. And then he's got pretty decent demon makeup on. And he goes like, like a demon face. And then he immediately gets like picked up by a gargoyle. But that it looks super dumb. Like it looks like a pterodactyl snatches him with his little feet. And then he rips him in half. And a demon explodes everywhere. But it always looks dumb. And I think I wish that guy had a better demon death. Because all the other ones have pretty decently cool demon deaths. And that one actually, that was like a decent looking demon. And I wish that he had like a, I wish he got more love. Because he got like a, just because he wrote the freaking graphic novel, he didn't get like a cool demon death. And I thought he had the best makeup and then he got the shaft there. He didn't even get to fight or anything. So I think that's my low. So I looked up, I'm going to do more research on the graphic novel, but I looked up the graphic novel. And the Frankenstein on the graphic novel looks like a Frankenstein with like, he's huge and he's got a funky head and he looks a little bit green, and I don't understand how did that happen? Like, that Frankenstein is pretty scary looking and he's a monster, and that makes sense. And I guess they didn't want like their lead in the movie to be scary looking. Is that nobody wants to watch an hour of Aaron Eckhart in scary makeup. But I don't know So I guess it would make more sense if he looked more Frankenstein-y. I need to do more research, because that's very odd that they would get that graphic novel and then they'd be like, okay, we're just going to make Frankenstein real hunky. Because Aaron Eckhart is just straight up hunky in this movie. I mean, I don't find Aaron Eckhart gorgeous, but he's very handsome in this movie. He got good hair. He's got a good face. All of his smudges are, like, very contouring to his face. He's got great abs that they don't mess up. And his outfits are pretty cool looking. So, I mean, they basically looks pretty good. I mean, if you get him in the right light, you don't even see the scars. So, basically, he looks like a normal person that they consider hideous and monstrous the whole movie. They're like, ugh, you terrible monster, you beautiful man. Which is very odd. So, I need to figure out more about this graphic novel. So that's what I'm going to do tonight. I'll do a little more research on this graphic novel. Hit you up tomorrow. Okay, that's it for the movie. Writing, I don't understand. I feel like I'm in the twilight zone of this book. Because I wrote 1,000 words last night. One, I don't remember what I wrote about. Two, it progressed the plot, nothing. I'm not sure what happened. I'm very confused. Because I legit don't remember what happened, which means the plot did not progress. Which is not a good sign. So, they were in the car yesterday, and they barely got out of the car, and then they're walking to the restaurant. So something's, I mean, stuff's about to happen, because the guy got them all the way up to the restaurant, and then they're going to, he's starting to talk to the paparazzi. So that's where stuff's gonna, I mean, not like a ton, I need to get moved past this situation. So I feel like this scene's gonna be edited in the end. This will be edited down quite a bit. Because it's kind of dragging. But they're basically, from what I remember, which is not a great sign, they were in the car, go look at the video, blah, blah, blah. And then the Antonio guy, who's the lead in the movie that the guy was in that he won the Oscar for, tells him that their movie actually did really well, and that he actually, the Antonio guy, won, because he was, like, kind of the front runner for his category. And then Jack feels bad, and so, because he kind of ruined the guy's moment, and he kind of feels guilty about it, which is not, you know, so the guy's trying to make him, like, be like, it's fine, buddy, like, don't worry about it, and then he feels bad, and then there's, like, he hears that the director of that movie wants him in another project, and then he's like, okay, well, if I want to be in that, I need to appear stronger. So he's kind of willing himself to not look weak when they're walking to the restaurant. And then I think this paparazzi, I need to get him mad. So the paparazzi probably needle him about it, and make him kind of think about it a bit. So I think I need to get him upset in this scene, but not like punch people upset. But, like, feel weak again, appear a little weak, like, maybe get sad or mad, a little bit of both. All right, so this scene's gonna, I'm not sure how it's gonna play out yet, so I need to write it out, and then I'll hit you guys back up about that, too. Okay, so that's where I'm at. We're still in this little Twilight Zone area where the plot's kind of, I know it's dragging, and I know it's gonna need to be tightened up later. I'm still trying to get this character under control, because right now he's the problem. I think it's, I don't know if first person was the right move, but it's he's in a first person area where he's not very interesting right now. So when he gets more interesting, I think I'll get more of a handle on him, because I'm having a little trouble getting a handle on him, because I set it in a kind of universe that I'm not super familiar with, plus he's in a situation that I'm not super familiar with. So, I'm two knocks against myself right now. So, we're going to get, once I get a more of a handle on him, I think it'll tighten up faster. So, that's where I'm at. So, I will talk to you guys tomorrow. All right, bye-bye.